So we're going to start. Today is Daf Chav Dalet. We are on Chav Dalet, but three lines from the top of the two dots. Going on to the next part of the Mishnah. The next part of the Mishnah is dealing with if there's a chatzitza, if there's an interposition, if there's a separation between the feet of the Kohen to the ground, to the floor of the Azara during the Avodah. So the Mishnah said that the Kohen is omed during the Avodah, al gabe kelim, he's standing on top of some sort of utensil, al gabe behema, or he's standing on top of an animal, al gabe ragli chavero, or even if he's standing on top of the foot of another Kohen, still, and he does the Avodah, pasal. The Avodah is pasal. He has to have his feet on the ground, right? He has to be grounded. Minolan, how do we know this? How do we know that there's a chatzitza, that his feet have to be on the ground? The Tana de Bei Rabbi Yishmael, the source comes from this brisa that was taught in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yishmael, Hoil, since Uritba Mikudeshes. We know that the floor of the Beis Hamikdash is holy. We know that actually David Melech was Mekadesh the floor. Before Shlomo Melech built the Beis Hamikdash, David was Mekadesh the floor. So Hoil, Uritba Mikudeshes, Vikli Sharis Mikudashim. And we also know that the Kli Sharis, or the holy vessels, are Mikudash, are sanctified for the Avodah. And we know that you cannot have anything separate between your hand and the klisharis. Rashi says the klisharis actually means like the klisharis, the kelim, the source of you, like we mentioned before. The kohen wants to be a kabbal adam, and he has chatzitza on his hands, talking about the front of his hand, the back of his hand. Nevertheless, he can't have anything separating. So too, af ritzba shelo yedavar chotzeis beino levein haritzba. So too, by the floor, there should be nothing separating between him and the floor. Tosfos says that klisharis here is referring to the big day kahuna. Talk about the big day kahuna. Those are considered. That's what says the klisharis. And also by the big day kahuna, there cannot be any chatzitza between the body of the kohen and the big day kahuna. We've had the idea with the tefillin. We had a whole discussion. So that's the connection. So the Gemara says with tzricha. Okay. So then, why do I need three examples in the Mishnah? The Mishnah mentioned Abe Gabi Heima, Gabi Ragli Chavero, and also said Al Gabi Kalim, Behema, and Ragli Chavero. Utsricha, the Iash, meaning Kli, had just mentioned that he can't stand on the Kli. We would have thought that only standing on the Kli would create a Chatzitza. Mishum the Lav Minod, the Iash, meaning Kli, Mishum the Lav Minod, the Barsininu. Because it's not meat, it's not flesh. But Aval Behema, the Minod, the Barsininu, a behemoth which has flesh, just like you did, maybe that would be a min b'mino or something like that. It would be chotzis, aim alo. The iash min behemoth had just said behemoth de lo mino de adamhu. Well, that's not mino. That's not its same idea as the person, because that's not human flesh. It's just animal fat. De lo mino de adamhu. Aval chavero, but chavero de adamhu, but a chavero who is another person. So maybe you would think that would not be a separation. So tzricha, they have to have all three. Question: so why don't you just have the last one? Right? So more is because that's the style of the Mishnah of lo zu av zu. That you always go from lower level to higher level of chiddush lo zu av zu. Question is why is it not? Why is it a chatzitza? What's the problem? It's the same. It's isn't min b'mino. So some say it's not his. Or Tosus later on, I think some that Kuf Yud says it's lav derech shriris b'kach. That's not the way you go about doing a voda, standing on something else. Bottom line is, Mishnah mentions all three examples, but it's a lo zu, af zu, katani. Right,
it's not that posh. I mean, they're not even allowed to wear socks.
Well, socks is a cake. Socks is like a cake. Socks is a keli.
I understand that, and they had to be standing on the cold floor.
Well, that's what. Well, you're giving the result. Right. We just have to learn out where that came from.
Yeah. So, we're learning from this that you can't have a chatzisa. But yesterday we learned that if there's three examples, you can't make a general rule. So why?
That's what. That's three examples from the Torah. That's not from the Torah. This is the three examples in the Mishnah. That was Snake Suvim Abayin Ke'achad. Slow Suvim Abayin Ke'achad. That's okay. Tanya, we went to the Braisa. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Okay? Rabbi Eliezer says, Raglo achas al hakli, viraglo achas al ritzba. He's got one foot on the floor and one foot on a chatzon that's being chotzes him to the floor on the kli. So it does the avoda. Why he does it that way? Either he did, or we're just trying to learn out the halacha. But so what's the story? Raglo achas al hakli, viraglo achas al ritzba. Or Raglo Achas al Ritzbo, Raglo Achas al Evan, Raglo Achas al Ritzbo. One foot is on the stone, and one foot is on the floor. Rowan, so we do, is yes, we Rowan, Kol, She'ilo, Yinotel Hakli, V'sinotel Evan, Evan, Yochel, La'amor al Raglo Achas, V'yavod, Avodosa K'shira, V'imlav, Avodosa K'sula. What we do is do an experiment. Pull out, if you would have pulled out the thing, the Kli, or the Evan, and he would have been able to stand on that one foot, meaning he's not being so much on that kli, then it would have been a kasher avoda. You have to recreate the situation. And if you would have pulled out the stone and he would have fallen over, meaning he was somich on the stone, then it's considered a chatzitza. If not, it's not a chatzitza. That means he did the avoda with one foot. Okay, big deal. Fine. Next. Boy, they had a suffix. Boy Ravami. Nidaldala ha'evan v'amar aleha mahu. So one of the stones or the marble pile, the marble pieces on the floor became separated from the ground, right? Came loose. And now it's shaky. And he stands on that to do the avoda. Mahu, what's the din? Because now it's no longer really part of the floor. Right? Rashi says Nidaldala, right? Evan achas meavnea mikviusa umisna ne'es miritzpa. One of the stones from the floor separated from the foundation, and now it's shaking on the floor. So what's the halacha? So hecha de ein daito lechabra loti boilach devadi chaitza. I don't know whose das this is, but if he had no das, maybe it's the gizmar, maybe it's the board. If the board had no intention to put it back, to glue it back in. Then it's definitely going to be considered a chatzitza, because it's no longer considered the floor of the azara. But kiti boilach, the shaila is the daitu lechabra. The gizmar, the board, has in mind to put it back. So my kaven the daitu lechabra kimad mechaber dami. Oh, since the intent is to put it back in place, it's viewed as if it's still the floor. So it's viewed as still in place. Oh, dilma, or do we say hashdamia atlisha? Or do we say, well, bottom line is, right, look at the here and now. In the here and now, it has moved from the floor. And therefore, it's as if he's not standing on the floor of the karka, he's standing on something that is not part of the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Zuti, so it's in someone's name, Rav Haigon says he counts all them, but I don't know, Rabbi Zuti. Boy Lehochi, he brought the suffix differently. He says as follows, that Boy Ravami, the Shaila was as follows. Nekra Evan, if the Evan is completely removed, I think that's what Nekra Evan means. Rashi says, Nekra Legamre, the Haguma Nirasham, the Amav Haguma of Oven. So the stone is picked up completely, and now he's standing in the hole. So he's not standing on the stone, he's standing on the muck or the foundation of the mountain. So Nekra Evan Bimkoma, and he stands there, Mahu. What's the dimle avoda? Ma kami boy like? So what's the shayla? Ki kadish David. When David came, it was mekadish the floor. So ritzpa el yona kadish. Was he only mekadish the top layer? So only if you have the floor, you can replace it, but only that layer is what's considered kadosh. O dilma ad la'aris tahoma kadish. Or was he mekadish all the way down? All the way down. So therefore, so the stones on top are just nice, but that's not me'akev, that it's still kadosh without it. So the Gemara says, right, so that's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, if that's the Shaila, if the Shaila is whether or not David HaMelech was Mekadosh under the top layer or all the way down, then why would this be the case that they're asking that Shaila about? To ask the case, one stone was removed. Ask the case where the entire floor was taken out. He says, Viti Boilach, Kol HaZor Kula. Let's say there's nothing on the floor. Like, we know that the floor is holy. Remember, there was a Shita the other day that said you could theoretically shech anywhere on the floor, you could throw that any place was kadosh for the floor. So ask the shaila as to whether or not the floor was completely removed. Why can't you ask that? Why are you worried about one stone being removed? So the olam shito le that arad at home kadosh. It's davar pashut that the floor that the Beis HaMikdash, the floor of the Beis HaMikdash was kadosh all the way to the bottom. And hachi kami boilai. And this is what the shaila is. Derech sheiris b'kach. Oh, ain't derech sheiris b'kach. Yeah, it's all holy, But I don't know what this means, if it's derisive or derabanan. But if you're standing on, if you take away a piece of the floor, why would you stand on a piece that's taken away? It's not kavod to do the avoda there. Do the avoda on a piece of the floor that's existing. Just derech sheiris mekatz, so ain't derech sheiris mekatz.
That's a spot that's near the mizbeach, for instance.
No, it could be anywhere. It could be anywhere.
Huh? That's what I'm saying.
It could be anywhere. It was big enough that he could stand in the hole when the stone is taken away.
Right, but not so big that he could find a stone that actually was there. You didn't have to stand in the hole and be close enough to the...
What are you talking about being close to? You could do a kacha kala and you could shift anywhere in the base of English.
Yeah, okay.
You could probably...
But if it's part of your vendor, then you have to be standing on the ground.
So why stand in the hole? Stand anywhere else.
If you're going to light the menorah, which is an avoda, right? And you tell me it's kadosh. So if the stone
the menorah is a bad example. You walked up onto a platform. Talking about the guy's doing the avoda in the base of Mikdash. He's shechting the animal. It's kachet kalin. You can shecht it anywhere in the base of Mikdash. He chooses to shecht it in the place and to stand where there's no stone on the floor.
Okay.
That's not the way to do it.
So that's
the Gemara Shaila. What if
it happens to be that the missing tile, or whatever it is standing right next to where he has to stand in order to be
There is no place where he has to stand to be rocking the karbanos. There's no place. He can stand in the whole area. Okay. There's no place. There's no karbon that has to be done bedafka, like in this one spot. Kachikala can be shechted anywhere in the Azara. Kachikala can be shechted in the north. There's nowhere he has to go, so step over it. Why does he have to stand bedafka in there? Because this is the base of the Mikdash, and that was in the desert. What does that have to do with the price of the angina?
No, the Shekhinah is there, so the ground will be held.
It's temporary. It's permanent. It's a totally different animal. God says, I'm standing right here, so take off your shoes. David wasn't Mekadosh, the Sneh. David was Mekadosh, the base of the Mikdash, the floor. It's completely irrelevant.
Okay.
Avramino kept all the mitzvahs. So Kibel Biyatzmo Pasol for Rabbi Shimon Machshir. So another shaila that we had in the Mishnah was how you have to do the avoda. So the Mishnah said, if you accepted the blood, if you accepted the blood, you caught the blood in the kli with your left hand, it's pasol. Has to be done with the right hand. Rabbi Shimon Machshir. Rabbi Shimon says it can be done with the left hand. So now we're going to discuss what the sources are. So if he goes back to the Mishnah, right? So if I can find the Mishnah. That was a long time ago. Right? It was the beginning of the parak, right? Right? We haven't done a second Mishnah yet.
So
it's on your test, right? Okay. The beginning of the Mishnah says, basically it was Kibo Kohen, the small apostle of Shimon Machshir. So now the Gemara's going to bring the sources. So Tana Rabbanan. The sources from a pasuk. The pasuk is in Perak Dal of Vayikra. Pasuk says, Vilakacha Kohen midama chatos. The Kohen takes from the blood of the chatos be'etzba'o with his finger, v'nasan al karnos mizbacha ola, and he places it on the corners of the mizbeach. So the Gemara is to make the drasha, and we learned vilakach. We said vilakach was Kabbalah. That's what we remember that Kabbalah was Kabbalah because it comes right after Shechita. So Roni Ayvod that comes right after Shechita has to be Kabbalah. So it says vilakach. So it says be'etzba vilakach. Right, it says etzba v'lakach. The word etzba o is apparently modifying v'lakach. It says v'lakach midamachatas be'etzba o. So we start from the etzba milamed shalotie kabbalah ela b'yamin. It teaches us that the kabbalah of the blood can only be with his right hand. Shalotie kabbalah ela b'yamin. Why is that? It happens to be it's because it says by, I think it says by the mitzora, right? It says by the mitzora that it has to be
hekish,
right? So there's a hekish with the mitzora, by the mitzora that says etzba'o with his right. It says right. So if here it says etzba'o, it also has to be with the right. So the etzba'o is modifying the kabbalah because v'lakach is kabbalah. So if it's modifying the kabbalah, it has to be done with the etzba. Has to be done with the right hand. And then it says be'etzba v'nasan. But the, see, the etzma is talking about, there are two avodos mentioned in that pasuk. It says vilakach, which is Kabbalah. Then it says v'etzba. Then it says v'nasan, and placing on the mizbeach. So he's going to say that the etzba talks about Kabbalah with the right. Etzba also modifies the nesina, which comes afterwards, which also is going to have the right. Melamed shelo tiyeh nesina ela b'yamin. It has to be with the right hand. Amar Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon says the wording of the brisa is difficult, and we're going to spend a lot of time to try to figure out what the brisa means, what Rabbi Shimon means. Amar Rabbi Shimon, v'chi nemra yad b'kabbalah. Does it say hand by Kabbalah? It doesn't say hand anywhere in the pasuk. It says etzba. Does it say yad by Kabbalah? Ela etzba o v'nasan. It says etzba by the nasan. Lo tiyen nesina ela b'yamin. He says that the etzba is modifying what comes afterwards, which is the nesina. Ho yovolo nemer yad Kabbalah kibos mo kasher. But since it doesn't say the hand by the Kabbalah sadam, if you do Kabbalah, it's kasher with the right, with the left hand. So seemingly, this is a drasha from Yishimon, who seems to be saying that the etzba only modifies the second part of the pasuk, which is talking about the zrika. So Yishimon agrees that zrika has to be done with the right hand, but since the etzba, or the yad, is not modifying the Kabbalah portion, therefore the Kabbalah could be done with the left hand. That's for Yishimon. So the Gemara says...
How's he going to do it with the right hand anyway?
What?
He holds this, and then now he has to spritz with the right hand. How's he do this?
Someone else shuts it, and you can use Kabbalah.
Or the Kabbalah is done by somebody else.
Could be.
What do you mean?
The Kabbalah with the right hand.
After the shach.
Yeah, and then he's supposed to spritz it with the right hand.
No, first he has a loch, and then he
brings it. No, first he brings it.
Could be said different verses.
No, but he's, I, when you think about the halach with the Kabbalah, so he's makabal the blood with his left hand.
Then he switches
over to his right hand and he walks. Oh, I mean,
that's not being read by that.
So what?
Switching of the hands.
Okay. And is it, but...
You have to switch it to the right hand.
Right, it has to go, the halacha has to be with the right hand. It seems, Shimon seems to be only arguing about the Kabbalah. Only about the Kabbalah. But, so Rabbi Shimon Mimonashach. So Shimon is going to ask a shayla, a kashim, an internal problem of Rabbi Shimon. E is like Zer Shava. If he has the Zer Shava that we mentioned regarding the Metzora, right? The Metzora says Al Boen Yado Ayimanis. So it says Yado Yimanis. So if he does hold of this Gzeir Shava, Boen Yado Yimanis, so Kilo Nemra Yad B'Kabbalah My Have. Who cares that it doesn't say Yad by Kabbalah? Because it just has Etzba. So I guess you can use it with the Etzba, because I guess it's Etzba also by, it says the word Etzba also by the Metzora. So Kilo Nemra Yad B'Kabbalah My Have. The less like Gzeir Shava, and if he doesn't have the Gzeir Shava, so how does he know that Etzbar Yad even means the right hand by the Zrika? The less like Gzeir Shava, ki nemer Yad b'Kabbalah my have. Who cares that it would say Yad by the Kabbalah? Rav Shimon's whole thing is, since it doesn't say Yad by Kabbalah, but if it doesn't say Yad by Kabbalah, if you don't have the Gzeir Shava, Yad is meaningless if you don't have the Gzeir Shava. He never Yabba Kabbalah may have it. And also, if you don't have, then why? And also, then why would you say that it's okay for the Zrika? So Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says the Olam less like Zeir Shava. He doesn't hold the Zeir Shava. So if he doesn't hold the Zeir Shava, so what's going on? So Hachik Amar, he never Yad Yamanis b'Kabbalah. It doesn't say. So he needs Yamanis to be. He needs it to say Yad Yamanis. So does it say Yad Yamanis by Kabbalah? So he goes, no, ha'olo nemar yad yamin b'Kabbalah, so kibos mo kasher. It doesn't say yad yamin by Kabbalah, so if we do it in the left hand, it's kasher. It doesn't say yad yamin by the zrika either. It just says etzma. There's no yad yamin in the pasuk at all. So Gemara says, amali rabba ihachi afil nesina nami. So too by the nesina. If you're premising the whole problem and the fact it doesn't say right in the pasuk, so why are you agreeing that you need the right hand by the nesina on the mizbeach also? It doesn't say your right hand at all. But ode, and even more so, v'chi lesley the Rabbi Shimon gzeir shava. Does Rabbi Shimon not hold the gzeir shava to Mitzora? We know from outside sources, other sources, that he does hold the gzeir shava. V'chi lesley the Rabbi Shimon gzeir shava, v'atanya Rabbi Shimon omer, kol mokam shenemer yad. Anytime the Kaparsha says yad, eina el yamin, it has to be the right hand. Etzba eino el yamin. When it says finger, it has to be the right hand. What finger? Why? How would he know that if not for the Gzeir Shava? So they go, so we still don't know. So what's the reasoning why he doesn't, why he splits between the Kabbalah and the Zrika or the Nesina? So Ella Amar Rava La Olam Isleg Zera Shava. He does hold of the Zera Shava. Well, if he holds the Zera Shava, it says Etzma the Pasuk. What's the distinction between the Avodos? V'Hachi Kamar B'chi Nemar Yad B'Kabbalah. Does it say hand by Kabbalah? It doesn't. It says Etzma. Ho V'Lo Nemar Yad B'Kabbalah Ella Etzma. It only says Etzma B'Kabbalah V'Efsher L'Kabbal B'Etzma. And you can't collect the blood. You can't catch the blood with a finger, right? So therefore, Kibbalah Shal Kasher. By the Torah specifically changing from Yad to Etzba, but talking about the Kabbalah, you can't collect the blood, you can't catch the blood with your finger. The blood's just for, I guess you can do it with your hand, I guess you can do it like this, but you can't do it with your finger. So since the Pasuk says Etzba, so therefore, so what you learn from that is it doesn't have to be, that Etzba here doesn't mean the right. It can mean anything, because Etzba is, it's just because the Torah used a word which doesn't make sense, it's removing it from the typical meaning of etzba, which would mean the right hand, taking it out of the concept of etzba, of the right hand, if it can be Kabbalah, in the left hand. That's what he says. So the Gemara then says, so he does hold of the Gzeir Shava. Etzba typically does mean the right, but here, since etzba can't mean etzba, it's not going to mean right. It's going to mean even if you do it, you can do Kabbalah with your left hand. Amalei Rav Sama Bereid Rav Ashi Ravina. So he says, wait, Efshar to Avilei Ozin L'Sfat Mizrak U'Mekavuba. Who says you can't do Kabbalah with your finger? So take a cup that has a handle, and put your finger in the handle, and hold the cup through the handle. Now you're doing Kabbalah with your finger. You thought the Kabbalah only meant like this? What?
It's like a tzitzit, no?
To what? So it's your hand touching the kli.
Yeah, but the kli, your hand is not touching the blood.
The kli doesn't touch the blood. You have to touch the kli. So you put your finger through the handle, and now you can do Kabbalah with your left hand. So it's not impossible to do Kabbalah with your left finger. So then etzba again goes back to its regular definition of being left. Because you have being the right finger, because you have the Gzeir Shava to Mitzorah. So Ella Amar Abaye is a turnover. So Abaye says, no, the Machlokas is in how they darshim sukim. Remember, we said that the word etzba comes in between two avodos in the pasuk. It says number one was Kabbalah, which said Vanasa, right? Number one was Kabbalah, which is Velakach, which said was Kabbalah, and then it says etzba o, and it says Vanasa. So etzba o is yes, it's much closer to vinasan. I get it, but if the etzba is in between the lakach and the vinasan, so do you take that word etzba, which means right, do you apply it to what it's written before, what's written after, or both? So that's going to be the machlokas. It's end up being the three-way machlokas. So mikra nidrash lufanav ula acharav kamifliki. When you have a word, can it use it as a drasha for what comes before and what comes after? Chachamim clearly said you can make the drasha, but it comes before and what comes after. So it says etzba in the pasuk. Before it talks about Kabbalah, therefore it has to be with the right hand. Afterwards it talks about Nesina, which is Rika, has to be with the right hand. Rav Shimon says, no, you only learn it for what comes afterwards. What comes afterwards is the Nesina. That has to be done with the right hand. Kabbalah, which is written before it, doesn't get the drasha, and therefore it doesn't have the drasha of etzba, can be done with the left hand. And now we have a third shita, which is to say, no, you only learn it for what comes beforehand. And therefore, according to this third shita, Kabbalah would have to be done with the right, but the Zrika could be done with the left, which is against both Rav Shimon and the Chachamim in our Mishnah. So Amar Abaye, Had Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, that which Rabbi Shimon says, Mafka Midavua, it argues with his father, Rabbi Shimon, and Mafka Midavuah, it argues with his Mafka Midavuah, it comes out, it comes out from the Rabbanan, he argues with both of them. This Anya, with the following Brisa, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Malkum Shnemer Etzba, B'Kabbalah. So anytime the Torah uses the word Etzba and the word Kabbalah by itself, and then Shina B'Kabbalah Pasul B'Nesina Kasher. So it says, it's weird to say how it said it, but it says, if the Torah uses the word during the command of Kabbalah, which we say is Kabbalah Saddam, but I don't even know how to read this. I know the outcome. I don't know how to read this. Kol makom shenemar etzba b'kabbalah Shina b'kabbalah, so that means you repeat the word etzma again, right? The halacha is by kachim, if it mentions it twice, it becomes likuva, that even b'dievan, it's possible, if the command is mentioned twice. So if it says etzma b'kabbalah, and shina b'kabbalah, possible. So if it says etzma b'kabbalah, and then you change it, not shina, repeat it. If you change it, and you do it with your left hand, then it becomes possible. But by b'nesina, it's kasha. I think that's what he's saying. If it says etzma b'kabbalah, that, and you change it to your left hand, as opposed to the right hand, because it says etzba, then it's pasal. But if you go to the left hand, by the nesina, it would be kosher, which is against what we said before, because we just said everyone agreed that nesina has to go with the right hand. Then he continues, kol makom shnemar etzba bin nesina, if it says etzba by the zrika, shine bin nesina pasal. Then if you change it, it would be pasal. But kabbalah kosher, by kabbalah it would be kosher. So hecha nemar be etzba bin nesina, where does it say etzba by Nesina, by itself. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Vilakachta, this is Boer, by the Karbonos of the Miluim, Vilakachta midam hapar, Vinasata al karnos hamizbeach, be'etzba echa. So therefore it says, be'etzba echa goes to karnos, which is put into Nesina. So there, by the Karbonos of the Miluim, the Nesina would have to be done with the left hand. Because etzba is written by itself, it's only referring to the Nesina. Because Savar Mikra Nidrash Lefanav Lo Lifnefanav Ulacharav, he says. I guess he also said, and then later pasuk talks about another avodah. But he says that word can only be taught, can only learn about what's done beforehand, not before, and not after. So before in this pasuk could also be Vilakachta, which would be the Kabbalah. So Etzba only can teach what's written immediately beforehand, which is Karnos, which is Nesina. It won't teach about Vilakachta, which is Kabbalah. And also he holds that you don't learn from the word to what comes afterwards. You only learn from the word to what comes immediately beforehand. So in our pasuk, it would be what comes immediately before etzba is just vilakach. So by our karbanos, as opposed to the karba miluim, by our karbanos, he would say that the lakicha, meaning the kabbalah, has to be done with the right hand, which is an agreement with the chachamim. But he said, would say that the nesina, which is written after the word etzba, can even be done with his left hand, which argues on both the Chachamim and Rav Shimon. Okay. Amar Rabbi Baruchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Baruchana says the name Rabbi Yochanan. Kol makom shenemar etzba v'kuhuna in el yamin. If the pasuk says the word etzba and the word and mentions kuhuna in the pasuk, right, etzba kohen, then it's only going to be with the right hand. Kasal kadaikin. So we would have thought takti ba'ina that we need both. That's what he says. It says etzba v'kuhuna. That if you had the word etzba and the word kuhuna, it had to be the right hand. So the Gemara said, "Kidik sev," like the pasuk says, this is by the Dama Chatas. It says, "The lakach haKohen midama Chatas veEtzba'o." So therefore, it's Kohen and Etzba would have to be with the right hand. V'yolif me mitzora, and he learned that out from mitzora. The sev v'taval haKohen etzba'o hayimanis, because that's the source. It says the Kohen and the right finger. So anywhere else that says Kohen and finger, it's going to be with the right. So the Gemara says, so right now we think that you need, in order for it to be with the right hand, you need both. You need to have to say the word Kohen and the word Etzba. The Gemara is now, of course, going to challenge that from other psukim, which indicate otherwise. Vare Kemitza. The Kemitza is the part of the avodah that you do by the Korban Mincha. You take your three fingers in the flour, you grab the flour, you have it in the three fingers, then you wipe it off, you put it in the kli. So that's the Kemitza, corresponds to the Shechita in the avodah of the animal. So Vare Kemitza, Deloksiba El Kahuna. It just says kahuna, but doesn't say the word etzba, right? Nevertheless, v'tanan, and we learn in the Gemara Menachos, kamatz b'tzmao pasal. If someone does kemitza, and I just did the example in my left hand, if someone does kemitza with the left hand, it's pasal. Why? The pasuk doesn't say etzba. It just says kohen. And we just said that you need, in order for right hand to have to be done, it has to say both kohen and etzba. So El Amar Rava says, no, you're right, Eina Chanami. If the pasuk says either etzba, o kahuna, that's enough to necessitate the right hand. Because either etzba or kahuna can learn after the mitzora, and therefore it has to be with the right hand. So the Gemara says, wait a second, I'll give you another case. Amar Le Abaye, hare holachas evarim lakevesh, walking the parts of the animal to the ramp. Diksiv bahu kahuna. It says the word kahuna. Diksiv, how do we know? Because it says, V'hikriva kohen es hakol The Kohen is going to walk it all, and he's going to be makrivit onto the Mizbeach. So it says Kohen. So according to our thesis now, it would have to be done with the right hand. However, the Amamar, we learned in the Braisa, it's talking about walking the Evarim to the Kevesh. Vitnan, and there's a Mishnah in Tamid that says a certain piece of the animal, it says Regel Shel Yemin Bismolo. He takes the right leg of the animal and places it and walks with it in his left hand. So he's doing it with his left. Ubeis Ora Lechutz, and I guess in the side of the leg that was skinned has to face outside, which I think means facing the entrance to the Beis HaMikdash. Point being, this isn't an apparent avoda that has to be done by a Kohen, yet it violates our thesis because it allows it to be done with the left hand. Right. We said if it said Kohen, it would have to be done with the right hand. This would be done with the left hand. So the Gemara says, well, Ki Amrinan, on that which we said, that it would have to be done with the right hand, if it says either Kohen or Etzba, O Etzba O Kohuna, that's B'davar HaMa'akiv Kapara. It's only within avoda that is needed in order for the atonement process, which is going to be the Dalet Avodos. Shrita, Kabbalah, Halacha. So bringing the stuff up to the Kevesh, that's a mitzvah to burn it, but if you didn't, the owner, whoever brought the Karpon, still gets his atonement, still gets his Kapara. So he says, Ki Amrinan O Etzba O Kohuna, B'davar HaMa'akiv Kapara. Why Ma'akiv Kapara Rashi says, we finished, Dumya de Mitzora, similar to the Mitzora, because everything learns out from the Mitzora. What does Rashi say, Dumya de Mitzora? So if you look at the Rashi, this is the Ma'akiv Kapara, it's sort of like right in the halfway of Rashi, Ma'akiv Kapara.
Yeah.
You got it? Mr. Shaffer, you have it?
I just
want to make sure. Ma'akiv Kapara. Dumya de hazar shel mitzora kagon kemitza. The whole thing is learnt out from the sprinkling of the mitzora, which is something that is necessary to get atonement for the mitzora. Kagon kemitza. Aval holachas evarim. But walking the evarim to the mizbeach, the loma akav kapara, to who atzmo shloturu emurim kashid lo ba'yamin. Because even if you didn't burn the fats of the emurim, you would still be a kasha karban. So that can require. So now we've limited. It has to, it's either either says Kohen or says Etzba or Yad, but only in avoda that's needed for atonement. That's when you would have to have the right hand. The Gemara says, wait a second. The Hare Kabbalah. We have Kabbalah. Someone is catching the blood. The Ksibuhu Kuna. It says Kuna, which is why it says our pasuk. The Krivu Bnei Aaron Akohanim Es Hadam. So Vikriva, which we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, is talking about Kabbalah. It says Kohanim, and nevertheless, and that's Davar Ma'akiv Kapara. You have to have Kabbalah. We're going to learn that in the next Mishnah. If you shech the animal, and the blood spurts all over the floor, you can't use the blood. It has to be Kabbalah. And yet, our Mishnah, and it says, Kiba B'smol Pasol, Rabbi Shimon Machshir. So Rabbi Shimon says it's Kosher. Why? It fits all the requirements. It says Kohen, right? It says Kohen. It says it's done with an avoda that's ma'akev, so it has to be with the right hand. So I don't know. Maybe you say this is Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon is the one. It's nice to be learning Rav Shimon Yochai even after Lag BaOmer. But it says maybe Rav Shimon argues. Maybe that whole mahalik only went according to the Tanna Kama. Okay, maybe we try to limit. Unless it says otherwise, you try to limit machlokas tanoim.
Rav Shimon's on every daf.
That's true too. That's true too. So that means that we should be celebrating like Omer all year. All year. I think Marcel knew exactly what he was saying. So the question basically is on Rav Shimon. You, Rav Shimon, how can you say that the Kabbalah with the left hand? So we already answered that because he said that the etzba is only learnt on what comes afterwards, not beforehand. So maybe the Gemara answers differently. Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Tarti Bai. Rabbi Shimon argues, and he needs both. I guess in order for it to be the right hand, it has to say etzba and kohen. We just said it has to say either or. He says it has to say both. Gemara says, wait, me Bai Rabbi Shimon Tarti. Does he really say that you need both kohen and etzba in order to require it to be done with the right hand? By time you go to the Braisa, Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, Kol Mokum Shenemar Yad. If it just says the word hand, Eino El Yamin. It means the right hand. Etzba eno el yamin. It has to be the right hand. If it right, etzba lo boy. So he says you only need one. He said he needs both. Etzba and kohen. We just brought a brisa explicating Geshita. It says you only need one. So the Gemara says no. If it says etzba, it doesn't have to say the word kohen. But kahuna, if it says the word kohen, it has to say etzba, right? So if that's the case, so ella kohen lameli. So why the cases where it says etzba and it says kohen? What do I need the kohen for? If etzba alone is sufficient to require to do the right hand, what do I need the word kohen in any of these psukim? Ella kohen lameli. So he says no bikihuno that comes to teach you that it has to be done with this big day kahuna. I don't know why you would have thought otherwise, because we know from other drashos that if you don't do the other, if he's not wearing his big day kahuna, then he's a zar, and a zar would be possible. Okay, so I'm not 100%. Right, it was the Gemara Daf Yud Zayin, I think. Yeah, he actually asked the question of the Masifta down here. Yesh lahakshos, v'alo Gemara la'el, drashom yipasot, shke'ein big day kahuna ala kohanim, ein kahunasam aleihem. U'madua yesh shorek v'pasuk nosa, why do you need additional pasuk? Legabe Kabbalah, lechayel l'vishas kebegadim. It's a good question. Okay, what's the answer? Figure it out. So the Gemara then says, now the Gemara asks as follows, what about the next avoda? Vahare Zrika, sprinkling the blood on the Mizbeach. Delo k'siv buhu el kahuna. It doesn't say kahuna by the pasuk of the Zrika. Is that our pasuk to begin with? Our original pasuk? What was our original pasuk? V'lokach midam achatos be'etzba'o. It says v'lokach ha'kohen midam achatos be'etzba'o. V'nasan ha'kainos ha'mizbeach. So just as etzba doesn't say kohen by the nasan. So you say v'hab zirika, delo k'siv buhu ela kahuna. It says kahuna. I don't understand. What pasuk only says kahuna? Very zirika. Oh, other than the chatas. Because by the dam chatas, it actually says etzba. So he's talking about zirika by all the other karbanos. It doesn't say kahuna. Right? So if it doesn't say kahuna, according to Rabbi Shimon, if it doesn't say kahuna, then it should be able to be done with the left hand. Right? It says the loksibhu ella kahuna. It only says kahuna. It doesn't say etzba. So it's right. I read it wrong. It says the loksibhu ella kahuna. It only says kahuna, but it doesn't say etzba or yad. And tanan, and yet the Mishnah says zarak b'smol pasul. If you sprinkle it with the left hand, it's pasul. And there, Rabbi Shimon didn't argue. V'lo palig Rabbi Shimon. Why not? Amar Rabaye. Says lo palig Rabbi Shimon. Right. So they did. So what's going on here is we said that Rabbi Shimon said that if it only says kahuna, then that's not going to require the right hand. It either has to say both, or it has to say etzba. By zrika, other than the chatas, it only says kohen. So that should be left hand should be okay. Nevertheless, our Mishnah says that if you throw with the left hand, it's pasul. And Rav Shimon doesn't argue by the throwing. He only argued by the Kabbalah. So Amar Abaye says, yeah, you know what, he may not argue in the Mishnah, but he argues in a braisa. Amar Abaye, probably the braisa. He argues in a braisa, in the Tanya, the braisa that says, Kiva b'smo pasul, Rav Shimon makshir, which is like our Mishnah. If you collect the blood, you catch the blood with the left hand, it's pasul. Rav Shimon says it's kosher. Zark b'smo, if you throw it with the left hand, it's pasul. Rav Shimon makshir. Rav Shimon says it's also going to be kosher. So he's basically, according to this, the Zrika, according to the Zrika by the Chatas, according to Rav Shimon, would have to be with the right hand. But by all the other Karbanos, it wouldn't have to be with the right hand. Okay. So the Gemara then says, now the Gemara goes back to the Divrei Chachamim, who will say that if the pasuk is either or, if it says etzba or says kohen, that requires the right hand. Elahada Amar Rava. Rava says as follows. This is learning out from the pasuk by the Metzora. Right? The pasuk says from the Yeser Hashem, from the left over the oil, it says Yitain kohen al tnuch ozen amitahariyim in this, puts it on the earlobe of the right hand. Al boen yado yimanis, al boen raglo yimanis. So why does it have to write? I guess. He says, I guess it says it three times. I don't know what the drush is. He says, Yad Yad l'kemitza. It says Yad, Ozen, and Bowen. So the word Yad learns to a hekesh to kemitza, that's to be the right hand. Regel, regel, to chalitza. It says regel has to be the right hand by Metzora. So another halacha has to be the right foot is by chalitza. And Ozen, the ritzia. And it says Ozen, the right ear. So too, like by the Evan Ivri, he wants to stay, has to do the pierce the ear on the right, with the right. So, lameli. Why do I need that? Why do I need the pasuk? He says yad yad for the kemitza. Why do I need that to teach me the kemitza since we don't have the right hand? Midirava barachana nafka. We should learn it out from the reasoning of Rabbi Barachana, who said that if it says the word kohen or etzva, it has to go with the right hand. And by kemitza, it says the word kohen. So why does Rava need to learn that kemitza is done with the right hand from yad yad to metzora? Just learn it out from the pasuk kemitza itself, which says kohen. So Gemara says, no, you're right. Chad lekomitz, v'chad lekidush komitz. One drasha is telling me that the kemitza has to be done with the right hand, and one drasha is telling me that when you mekadish the komitz, which means when you put the komitz into the kli, right, you took off the komitz, and now you got to put it into a kli, that the person holding the kli has to be holding it in the right hand as well. That's what he's teaching us. Lekidush hakomitz. That the Kohen who's holding the Kli Sharetz, that the Kemitza is being put in, has to be holding it with his right hand. Okay, let's go back there. Right, tomorrow, hard or easy?
Very hard.
Okay, so let's try to get to the Mishnah then. Okay. Uli Rabbi Shimon, we'll try. Whatever. None of us are prepared. Let's do this together. Uli Rabbi Shimon, the low boy Kiddush Komets. But according to Rabbi Shimon, who doesn't require the kemitza to be put into a vessel. Maybe he just says you can take the kemitza directly to the mizbeach. Vilimanda amra l'Rabbi Shimon nami by kiddush komets b'small achshuri mixer. But there's a machlokas, I guess, somewhere else who says no. Either Rabbi Shimon holds you don't need kli to put the komets in the kli, or he holds that you do need to put the komets in the kli. But there he says you can hold it in your left hand. So he doesn't have this drusha from the yad yad that the kiddush kli of the komets has to be in the right hand. So yad yad the rav alameli. So what does he need yad yad for? Yad's not going to teach me anything because he already knows that the kemitza has to be done with the right hand from the fact that it says kohen by kemitza. He doesn't need this extra yad yad to teach me that the kemitza has to be put into the kli in the right hand because he doesn't care. He doesn't have to put it in the kli, or if he holds it, it can be put in the left hand. So the Gemara says yad yad the rav alameli ilik kemitza atzma. If it's for kemitza itself, as we just said, means Rabbi Yehuda bar Chiya nafka. He learns that from the Hekesh of Rabbi Yehuda bar Chiya. My time in Rabbi Shimon. What's the reason for Rabbi Shimon, who's machshir a ketores of the mincha without a kli sharis? He allows you to do it putting in a kli. The Amakra, he says, kodesh kodeshim hikachat skashim. There's a Hekesh by the mincha. I think we saw this a while back. There's a Hekesh by the mincha that says it's kodesh kodeshim. It's like the chatas and like the asham. Bala ovda biyad. If you're going to use your hand, ov de b'yamin, like a chatas. Bala ov de b'kli, if you're going to use it in the kli, then ov de b'smol, you can use your left hand, like the asham, because the blood of the asham will be thrown with the left hand. So what's going on? So what does he need yad yad for? So the Gemara says, lo nitzucha, ella l'komes minchas chote. It's talking about the korban mincha of the chote, right? There are three korbanos that are korban chatas, that are olive yored, and they can be brought, so you have a sinner who's bringing, I guess he's in the lower, in the middle tax bracket, so he can bring it with the lowest tax bracket. I'm sorry, middle is the purse. The lowest tax bracket, he can bring it with a he can bring a korban mincha. So sakedaita chamina, you would have thought, hoel the amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says elsewhere, shelo ye korbano muhudar. He says that the korban mincha of a chote is not done in the most muhudar fashion, which means what? Rashi says, the last Rashi for the Mishnah, the perakam b'malachos b'dinus yemincha's chote tu neshem v'lona. So typically, the korban mincha requires shemen and lavona. The halacha is, Rav Shimon says, by the korban mincha of the chote, you don't bring all these extra accoutrements along with the mincha. Even though this way, now the sinner is benefiting because he doesn't have to pay for it. But he says, since it's for a sinner, we don't make it so extravagant. So since it doesn't have to be so extravagant, you would have thought that it's a lower level korban, and therefore maybe the left hand would be kosher as well. So he comes to love a small namkit kosher. Kamash Malan, the Gzeir Shavu of Yad Yad, to teach me that even by a Minchas Chote, Rav Shimon would agree, the Kemitza has to be done with the right hand. Okay, we'll stop here by the Mishnah.